when you talk about sports broadcasting legends, you have to mention Ken Harrelson. And, Hawk, we haven't had a chance to touch base with you since Cooperstown. Congratulations again on getting into the Hall of Fame. What was the most emotional part of that day for you?
Oh, when I was looking at my family, we had 23 members. They had my beautiful wife, Eris, all 50 years, and Krista, our beautiful daughter, and Casey, our handsome son, and his wife, Kate, and Nico, Alexander, and Hank. They were all there.
Well, you know, you've talked about this, and I know you feel strongly about it. And that's the great thing about this game of baseball. It's a generational game, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And there's a couple of things that really strike home with me after all my time in the game, and I'm one of the few guys that's been in the game of baseball all parts of eight decades. And Euchre's another one. Of course, Euchre's, I hope he goes for 10 decades, but there are no experts in this game. That's the beauty, one of the beauties of the game. It's a game that you see stuff all the time that you've never seen before, and it's a generational game. It's something that you can tell your children and your grandchildren, and they can tell their children and their grandchildren about. And they can go visit Cooperstown and see all the greats, all the great players. In fact, my family, my two boys, Nico and Alexander, they got to go underneath at Cooperstown, which is not a lot of people get to do that. And they came out, and Nico comes up to me and says, "Papu," he says, "I just had Honus Wagner's bat. I just picked it up," and then Alexander said, "I just had Babe Ruth's bat."
Wow!
So I mean, those are things. It's a game of memories and heroes.
Hawk, what were your thoughts on the events a week ago tonight in Iowa at the Field of Dreams?
In my whole career, I think it's one of, if not the greatest thing I've ever seen for baseball.
Wow.
It was just that when they came walking out of the corn, and I had tears in my eyes because of what we just finished talking about. It's a game of memories. It's a game of heroes. And I had my heroes, and I have my memories, and nobody can ever take those away from me. So it was just a big home run. And I think Tony put it the best. It was a grand slam for baseball.
I think you said, Hawk, that somebody once wrote Vin Scully was a play-by-play guy who told stories, and Hawk Harrelson was a storyteller who did play-by-play. So who gets the benefit of hearing your stories these days? How are you holding up away from the microphone?
Well, right now, when you guys called, I was playing Hearts on my iPad. So I'm playing a lot of gin and a lot of Hearts, and I hadn't played golf in over 2 years. My wrists are just gone, you know. I wore them out swinging that big old 40-ounce bat that I used when I was playing. And you strike out enough and you swing enough and miss, it's going to tear your wrists up, and that's what happened with me. So I watch a lot of television. I watch a lot of Gunsmoke, and I watch a lot of Walker, Texas Ranger. And my wife is on me all day, so, you know, she's trying to get me to get up and go walking and everything. And, you know, I've done enough of exercise in my life.
Don't stop moving. Don't stop moving. I'm sure you're watching some White Sox.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I really enjoy watching them. They're exciting. They're never out of a ball game. They've got all the ingredients there, and I just really love this kid, Vaughn. You know, he's got a chance to be another Paul Konerko. He's got a chance to be a stud. And all of a sudden, you got Robert there. You got Jimenez, and you got, you know, of course, Abreu, and The leader of the club on the field was Tim Anderson. And the leader in the clubhouse, I believe, is Abreu. And they've got it all together. And that's one thing about Tony. Tony is, you know, when we had our situation back in 1986, I didn't fire him because he was a bad manager. The reason I fired him was between him and me, and it'll always stay that way. But he's there's not a better manager. I think the three top managers in baseball today are Tony and Bob Melvin and Tito Francona. And I wish Tito the best. He's been having some health issues. And also Ray Posse has been battling cancer. So, you know, as the older we get, you know, the more we'll have our friends battling health issues. And, you know, that's the way it's supposed to be.
Well, I don't want to start trouble here, but I think if the Sox do go all the way, it'll be nice to have Hawk in the broadcast booth. 42 years at it, 33 of them with the White Sox. Will you be ready if called, Hawk?
Well, I can tell you this, that retirement to me is overrated.
I hear you. All right. That's a yes. He's ready. Ken Hawk Harrelson, again, congratulations on Cooperstown. All the best to you. Stay healthy, okay?
All right, Bob and Dave. Nice talking to you.
Good talking to you.
A pleasure. Hopefully we'll talk again down the road.
How about that? The Field of Dreams, the greatest thing he's seen in baseball?
He's seen it. He's seen everything.
That's covering a lot of territory.
A lot, yes. Yeah, it was good to hear him.